Arthur will say, good morning. Let's begin. So we left off on the middle of page 112. Remember, Rav Kashiel is speaking over here in a very, very profound terms about the power of Chevra. Remember, just we're speaking now in the Mesilas Yesharim about one of the things, the third of the three things that goes ahead and takes away from a person's ability to be Zohir is a negative Chevra. Sir Rav Kashiel is spending a significant amount of time speaking about why is it that Chevra is so important? Why do people attach so much importance to Chevra? And the idea to friends, to peer group, to social group. So the idea that Rav Kashiel has been espousing is that every person struggles with one simple question, which is, well, most of us struggle with more than one question, but one of the questions with which we struggle is, am I normal? Am I normal? And one of the ways in which we ascertain our normalcy is by finding a peer group. Because if there are other people who like me, if there are other people, again, who are willing to accept me, that must be indicative of the fact that ultimately I'm okay. I'm okay. It's an amazing thing that most people struggle with some level of self-confidence, some level of self-assurance, some level of feeling comfortable with themselves. And the beauty of a peer group is that lemaisa, if I'm part of the group, they like me, so I must be normal, I must be okay. He says, but of course, the power of that is, the negative power of that is that if the peer group does something negative, does something bad, something detrimental, I'm often drawn over that, I'm drawn with that, because I don't want to lose that affirmative power of being part of the chevra. So he says, "Kulam osim kacho, kinir shezeh b'seder." So it, often, if the peer group does something, so it appears that it must be okay. Im kacho mekubal kinir shezeh tov. If this is what's accepted, then it must be good. Im kulam konim azeh. If everybody buys this, kinir sheish bazeh mashu tov. So if everybody buys this, then what? Then again, the power of chevra is it must be that it's good. Im kulam hochim l'sham. If everybody goes here, vacations here, travels here, then it must be again that that's something that's good or important. Kulam hachevra yotzeres eze shalva sug shal ishur. The idea is often people use that word everyone. Everyone's doing this. Because why? Because the peer group creates a certain level of tranquility, a certain level. Sug shal ishur means like an affirmation. Right, if the chevra is doing this, if my friends are doing this, then it must be something ultimately, again, that is good. If my chevra is doing it, if people are doing it, then it must be that it's something that's okay. Ani yochol liyashev esasap kono shaliyatimidis shemina keres belev. I am able to quiet down that suffix that is constantly gnawing at my heart. I will say, what's the suffix that's gnawing at my heart? Am I normal? Am I a normal person? Am I a together person? Am I a likable person? And the chevra gives me that affirmative feeling. Therefore, a person goes ahead and puts the need for a chevra on a very high level. So again, as we just said before, the need for a chevra ultimately begins from this, what he calls this sapkonos, this sveikos, this doubt about whether or not, do I really believe in myself? Do I fully believe in myself? Do I accept the fact that I'm a good and normal person? And the chevra ultimately, again, gives me that normal C affirmation. So if my friends, if a chevra is able to relate to me as a normal person, and I'm able to be part of them, then it must be that Baruch Hashem, I'm good and normal. So we'll say, ultimately, again, we go ahead and we use the chevra as a sounding board to my personal standing. If I'm good, and also, which by the way, this is not what he's saying over here is not wrong. Meaning, this is not talking about by people who misuse social groups. This is talking about, again, this is, if you have the right social group, then it's wonderful. What he's saying over here is the dynamics or the psychology of being part of peer groups is we all struggle with a certain level of self-confidence. We all struggle with a certain level of hoping that we're normal. And the idea is when I have a peer group and I'm able to interact with other people, that affirms the fact that I'm a normal person. Because also, think about the converse. The converse is that if a person can't create friendships or a person can't be part of a social circle, that generally highlights some level of dysfunction. That's not a normal thing. So the idea is, if I can create friendships, I can be part of Chechevra, that does speak to my normalcy. Of course, now the challenge is going to be what? The challenge is going to be who that Chevra is going to be. He goes on, last line of page 112. He says, Lama kol kach chashuv v'chal ishtalif? Why is it so important for us, ultimately, again, to rank and to have and to find ourselves within that peer group? Kim ata mishtaliv, kinira sha'ata b'seder. Because it will say, ultimately, again, if we are able to go ahead and fit in within a framework, it shows that I am normal. Lachin ata ma'ol ragish l'masha chevra omeres l'cha u'mishaderes l'cha. Therefore, I will say, now we understand. Now, you know, because everybody always seeks out peer pressure, and it's nice to think that peer pressure is something that ends, you know, when you leave high school. But it's not true. Peer pressure is something that keeps up throughout our entire life. And now we understand it, because my peer group, being part of that peer group, gives me a sense of normalcy, gives me a sense of personal self-confidence, and also, and therefore, I don't want to lose that. I don't want to lose that. So whatever the chevra demands, whatever those friendships demand, whatever that peer group demands, that's something that I stand ready to do. And sometimes, chas v'shalom, even when it's something that's wrong and objectively detrimental. Let's go right there. Page 113. Ashayas bitachon v'yitzivos me'achevra. We'll say ashaya is an illusion. So the illusion of security and steadfastness from the chevra, from a peer group. Zos psikoladia chevratit. So this is what we'll call social psychology, right? The psychology of peer groups. He goes on, he says, Lepamim atiyodea amashu shulo tzodek v'lo yashar. Sometimes a person knows that something is not right. I know it's not right. I know in my heart that it's not correct. Aval hachevra osedze. What am I supposed to do? This is what the chevra does. And ato lo rotze lihios shona. I don't want to be different. Right? Everyone's doing this. I don't want to be different. So I say, because what's the problem? So not this problem. The chevra is doing something, right? Whatever it is, we'll say you fill in the blank. The chevra is going to this place, or the chevra is taking this trip, or the chevra is doing this. And I know in my heart it's not right. It's just not. You know, we'll say, we all know that in life, just because something can't be classified as an avera doesn't mean that it's de facto correct. So I know in my heart that whatever it is that's being done, I know that it's not right. But what's the issue? I don't want to be different. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy who doesn't participate. I don't want to be the frumi. Right? So I don't want to be the person who stands out. A person is going to go and be strange. I'm withdrawing myself from the general stream. 113, the first paragraph. So I'm going ahead and I'm withdrawing myself from the general stream. Atatia talush me'amamat asapkani. Because they'll say, what happens? Remember, if I go ahead and I don't join with the peer group and I take a step back from them, it's not just the pshat that I look weird. It's not just the pshat that I look frumer. It's not just the pshat that that I lose potentially some quote unquote good friends, but I lose what's most important about being part of a peer group, which is that sense of being normal. See, what's like, there's nothing that makes me feel more abnormal than when you're isolated. Right? So when my friends are doing something and I don't want to do it, remember the whole point of the chevra, we just saw what Kashtil's positing, is the whole psychological benefit of chevra, of social circles, is it allows me to feel normal. It answers that million-dollar question, am I a normal guy or not? And being part of the chevra tells me, yes, I am. And now when I want to take a stand and not do something they're doing, I'm going to potentially lose my friends, I'm going to go ahead and look weird, and most important, I'm going to lose that ability to affirm my sense of self. What will I rely on to remind myself that I'm normal if I lose my peer group? When a person is in the flow, right? When a person is in the stream of friendship, going with the flow of friendship, there are no problems. I look right, I look left, all is good. And the boss, like, people give up stuff all the time for their peer groups. Person gives up on hopes, a person gives up on aspirations, person gives up on hidden abilities. Sometimes a person even gives up on intellectual and what they know is good. Well, so this is, I know this might sound exaggerated, but this is Maisim B'chol Yom, that people get drawn into social circles that are, they're just, it's the wrong chevra of friends. It's the wrong chevra of people. They do the wrong thing, they vacation in the wrong places, they engage in the wrong activities, they talk about the wrong stuff, they have all the good people, wonderful people, but it's not right for me. So you end up like, why can't I get myself out of it? Because friends give you something very powerful. Friends make you feel good about yourself. Friends make you feel normal. Friends make you feel like you're rooted in some type of good framework. But then at the end of the day, sometimes people look back and they realize, oh my gosh, I've given up so much for these friendships. I failed to self-actualize because of these friendships, because these social ties have actively held me back. So what happens? I'm so scared, I should withdraw, but I'm so scared that if I do, my friends are going to make fun of me. Rav Kashtiel says, what are you so scared about? And I will say, you know, the truth is when we learn this, it all sounds a little bit funny, because remember, this Rav Kashtiel wrote this sefer for his Talmidim, soldiers, you know, going into the army. This, the idea was that they would take this with them. So that sounds funny, you know. I'm scared about leaving my friend, that they're not going to like me. You can imagine the dangers that the, you know, young men who are learning this are actively facing. But nevertheless, this is the interesting part of the human. We are. We're afraid. We're often afraid of losing friends. What are we so afraid about? So they'll make fun of you because you decide not to participate in doing something that they're doing because you know in your heart that it's wrong. So what? So they'll make fun of you. But so when you say to yourself, like, who cares if they're going to make fun of me? Who cares? What does it matter? But the funny part is, it does matter. Because when they make fun of me, what does that do? That erodes my self-confidence. That takes away my personal security. I think some of these are made up words, but, you know, so what happens? So if my friends make fun of me, I lose hanormativit achavratit, my social normativity. Right? My social normativity, meaning I lose the stempel of normalcy that friendship gives me. Now I'm not normal. Now my friends are telling me I'm not normal. I'm not part of the chevra anymore. I'm not part of the group. Upitom atamargish tolush. Suddenly again I feel disconnected. Atamargish lo batuach bidrachecha. And suddenly again I feel really insecure. I feel really insecure about my pathways. On one hand, I really want to be part of the chevra. And I'm scared to be mocked. Scared to be mocked. Well, so let's just do one more paragraph quickly. So we'll say this is why we do so much stuff to preserve our friendships. I want to be like everyone else. I just want to go with the flow. I like being part of the chevra. It's nice to be part of the flow. It's nice to feel normal. It's nice to feel connected. I'm looking on the sides. I look right. I look left. Everything looks good. I'm in a nice social circle. And everything looks good. A person is even ready to engage in silly things. Page 114. Things that I should not be connected to. And Rabosai, to keep that sense of what Rav Kashtiel calls social normativity, to keep that sense of normalcy that being part of the chevra gives me, person is willing to do all kinds of things, even though I know that it's really not correct, even though that I know that it's really, I'm not even talking about averus right now, I'm talking about things that I know are just not right for me. But in order not to appear abnormal, in order not to feel disconnected, in order not to sacrifice that sense of self-security, person is willing to give up so much for the chevra. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up in Beis Hashem top of 114 tomorrow.
From kids who went to the army in Israel, also today, we go to college from